guys, it's Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net on a sunny Saturday morning in London, and I decided to do a kind of like 70s chase, car chase, kind of porn film style jingle for you today for no other reason than I'm feeling funky. Oh my god, I can't believe I actually said that. Anyway, now, today I want to talk to you about the 9 reasons why good musicians fail. Every hour of every day in the world, there's someone, like a musician who's been doing it for a while, and suddenly they decide, no, I'm going to get a job, I'm still going to do my music, but I'm going to get a job and focus on that, and music can be a hobby. And as soon as you make this mindset shift, writing songs and doing gigs, you know, suddenly seems like a big hassle, and you have this hurt feeling in your heart every time you try and do music that you're like, you failed in some way and whatever. But the good news is it's not your fault, because no one teaches you how to be a professional or money-making musician. Even the most committed musicians get ground down after a few years of playing empty shows, sending out hundreds of demos. And in this article, I want to show you some of the common pitfalls that attack DIY musicians, leaving you feeling like there's no chance for your career. And hopefully, you know, once you know these, you'll be able to recognise them and avoid them. Number one, being a one-hit wonder. This is basically, you go and see a band, you know, you go and see them the first time, they've got some good tunes, and you go and see another 10 like gigs, and it's the same set over and over again. And I've been guilty of this same one myself. And I think people kind of get into a mindset of like, this set's good, I can't change it, it's going to be, this is what's going to get me where I want to be. And to be honest, you know, not one set of songs isn't going to make a music career. So the solution here is to just make sure you get something down every day and write something new. Number two, playing every crap gig you get offered, you know. There's, from my point of view, there's no point going to every single gig and like trying to convert one person to be your fan. Initially, when you get started, it's quite cool to have some experience, and you know, even for practice, like to save on practice room money, you might take a few gigs. But in the end, you know, playing terrible shows in front of no one really gets you down, and it'll kill you, it'll kill your enthusiasm. So next time you get offered a bad gig, just say no and spend that time contacting promoters about playing better shows, because one good show is worth a million, or maybe 100, maybe I'm exaggerating, but it's worth a lot of bad gigs. Forgetting to be human. If you ever have to write "to whom it may concern" in your emails out to people, then forget about it. You need to do a bit more networking. Try and have a professionalism, obviously, but you want to be human, because the solution here is that you want to remember that there's a real person behind every email that you send, which brings me on to spam. And most people get online to promote their music. They try and message everyone on Twitter, Facebook, blogs, forums, MySpace, sending out. They send out a bunch of music industry contacts, and they spam them all with a message that says something like, "Hey man, we're a cool band. Look, here's our video. Come and sign us. Come and help us." And, you know, the question is, do you think that, like, you would like a band that did that to you? And the answer is obviously no way. You've just blown your chances with a big pop, like, a big section of the music industry. And the solution here is that a well-thought-out music promotion campaign will have a much better long-term benefit. Number five, music marketing in a vacuum. This is not taking any time to look into your music scene. So the solution is, go onto my site, PromoteYourMusic.net, and look for my Google Music Alerts method, and this will show you how to keep up with your music scene. The curse of the solo musician, this is number six. This is when, you know, you plan, you do all your plans by yourself, you have no feedback, and then one day you might meet a music PR person or a manager, and they might just say, if you tweak it this way, then you'll have much more success. So you want to find a group of solo musicians and create a mastermind and put your brains together and create a massive super brain to brainstorm your music. Getting fed up, this is going to happen. There's some days you'll just be depressed. This is crap. Everything's going wrong. Nothing's good. What am I going to do? You want to take a few days off and just completely forget about everything. And after a while, you'll get back to it and realize that, you know, it's not so bad and that you can attack it in a new and better way. Solution is just make a little bit of progress each day, because 20 hours a day for 6 months would make you basically quit. Creating the perfect music marketing plan. Don't be perfect, just get on with it. If you make mistakes in your YouTube videos, just keep going. I obviously do that all the time. So the solution here is set short deadlines for test your music marketing theories. 30 seconds left. Lazy is crazy, you know. Don't be lazy. Music marketing isn't great all the time, but unless you just turn up every day and continue with your momentum, then you won't get to the tipping point. And the tipping point is when things start to happen naturally. Your fans start to go up naturally, your hits start to go up, and if you just quit, you'll never get to this point. And like Bon Jovi said, you gotta keep the faith. So I'll see you soon. Bye bye.